Abundant Grace for Obedience, March 24. Faith and the Gospel. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. It is the sophistry of Satan that the death of Christ brought in grace to take the place of the law. The death of Jesus did not change, or annul, or lessen in the slightest degree, the law of 10 commandments. That precious grace offered to men through a Savior's blood establishes the law of God. Since the fall of man, God's moral government and His grace are inseparable. They go hand in hand through all dispensations. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Each law of God is an enactment of mercy, love, and saving power. These laws, obeyed, are our life, our salvation, our happiness, our peace. Obedience to His statutes and laws is the life and prosperity of His people. The influence of a gospel hope will not lead the sinner to look upon the salvation of Christ as a matter of free grace, while he continues to live in transgression of the law of God. He will reform his ways, become loyal to God through the strength obtained from his Savior, and lead a new and purer life. As the sacrifice in our behalf was complete, so our restoration from the defilement of sin is to be complete. No act of wickedness will the law of God excuse, no unrighteousness can escape its condemnation. The ethics of the gospel acknowledge no standard but the perfection of the divine character. The life of Christ was a perfect fulfillment of every precept of the law. He said, "I have kept my Father's commandments." His life is our example of obedience and service. God alone can renew the heart. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. But we are bidden, work out your own salvation. To the obedient child of God, the commandments are a delight.